Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems of the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it?
They did not appreciate that very much on the CNN panel last night. I just have to tell you that. They did not like Scott Jennings bringing the truth about telling me, here's what I'll do if you hire me for this job. Wait a minute. You've already had the job for 3.5 years. Why didn't you do any of that? It's a fair question. We got Nicole Ambrose with us right now, former young Republican chair, GOP National Committee woman from Maryland. And Nicole, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Are you feeling joy this morning?
Oh, my God. Joy, as Oprah said. So we just saw George Orwell's 1984 reenacted in an actual convention. Saying, a la the Democrats, quote, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears, end quote. This is exact. So I'm glad Scott, good old Scott Jennings, pointed it out on CNN. Hopefully he still has his contributorship after that. But long story short, we are in this incredibly rare situation where we know exactly what we get with Donald Trump, right? We had 4 years of record low unemployment, record low inflation, great job growth and wage growth. And then conversely, we have been living in the hell of Bidenomics, courtesy of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And what have we gotten? Over 20% food inflation, over 50% insurance inflation, over 32% energy inflation. They make our lives unaffordable. In fact, Kamala wants to bring more of California to the rest of America. And what is California famous for right now? Being the number one state. People are fleeing. Why? Because they can't afford it. And so they've brought it to the rest of America for the past 3.5 years. And she's only offering more of it, plus worse, because she just piles on with price control. So apparently she wants us to go to the grocery store, and instead of having high prices, have no food, and be like Venezuela, where we end up eating zoo animals.
So what do you think is going to happen, assuming RFK drops out? Because I know he's already filed paperwork to withdraw from the presidential ballot in Arizona. And let's just say he endorses Trump like we think he's going to do. What do you think is going to come of that? Is that a huge win for Trump, or could it potentially hurt him?
No, it's a huge win. Because, of course, when you have someone, much less a Kennedy, that is a disaffected Democrat saying the party has left me behind, the party has not only abandoned everything that the Kennedys stood for, but won't even ensure my safety and has been denying me Secret Service protection, which also led to the near assassination of our last president. So a very helpful if RFK does endorse Donald Trump. But this campaign has got to be also about just the issues and which party, which candidate creates a more prosperous, safer life for Americans.
Yeah, I want to get your 30,000-foot view here, because I think when you live in Missouri, where we are here, and our listeners are in Missouri and Southern Illinois, the Trump campaign is spending no money here on ads because They don't need to. They're going to win Missouri. They're going to lose Illinois. They know that. Right. They're not wasting money on ads here. So those ads are probably being focused on five or six states right now, those swing states.
Exactly.
And I've played a few of them so people can hear. Yes, they are trying to hit these messages. They're trying to remind people who she was in 2020 and why she had so little support, even among Democrats, because you're not going to get that policy stuff from her these days.
Exactly. And the Democrats, right, what they have gotten so used to is media propping them up. And I don't think the American people will be snookered by that again, because what did the media just do? They supported Joe Biden and Kamala Harris until June of 2024, when they finally threw Joe Biden under the bus, had a month where they didn't know what to do, finally threw Kamala in. And what we have to remember is that the Democrats tried so hard to support Kamala Harris in 2020, in 2019, and by the third Democrat debate, they all decided they couldn't stand her and that she was very unlikable. So in the end, we have to remember that she is essentially not only an incredibly leftist, progressive person who literally just advocated for communist price controls, which would leave us without food in grocery stores, And she wants to bring that to all of America. And she wants to double down on Joe Biden's horrible Bidenomics, plus make it 10 times worse with a 21st century dose of communism, which has been tried and failed everywhere else. So we have to dwell on that. The Democrats clearly are afraid to hear her speak. They are afraid to hear her speak off teleprompter, as they are with Tim Walz, because they had one of the shortest speeches at the DNC convention. So I hope the media at least continues to say after this convention, Kamala, why can't we interview you? Why can't we talk to you off script? Let's hear what you're actually like on the fly.
Yeah.
Oops. I think that's why the debate's going to be so interesting, is she's not going to have scripted remarks that she can make. I don't know. I've heard people say, well, you know, it's just a honeymoon phase right now with Kamala Harris. Things are going to die down. Someone even suggested they thought come Labor Day, which is in like a week or so, that things are going to die down with her, the excitement. But I don't see that. I mean, we're, what, 70 or so days away from the November election, and I feel like they're gaining momentum. And that's, I guess, kind of the concern that I have. What do you think?
Conventions are designed to try to hype up your party and build momentum. But there are essentially hard questions, and nothing is going to make my insurance bill, which has gone up over 50%, easier to pay. Nothing is going to make, that unaffordable house or apartment better for the person who's been desperately trying to get one for the past 5 years. So I think economic reality is going to whack people in the face. I do think this needs to be about policy and results. And I do think that on the Republican side, we have got to make it about results and not let Democrats gaslight into people into, rampant emotionalism, which will get you nothing but an unaffordable life. And basically, literally, communist price controls.
That's true. I saw a great meme this morning that I appreciated. It had Kamala's face on it. It goes, candidate realizes you can't have inflation if there's no food. So in other words, we'll defeat this inflation problem at the grocery store by having no food, because we've enforced, food limitations on grocery stores, on what they can charge. You know, I listened to a grocer the other day. Somebody in local news went out and did their job, and they went out and they interviewed a lady who owned a local grocery store. And she's like, listen, if we're lucky, we got a 1.5% markup on this food. We're not gouging anybody. Mm-hmm. And if you start telling me what I have to charge for it and I can't buy it that cheaply, I'm out of business.
The market's gauging.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gauging. I'm sorry.
Yes, 1% margin in the grocery store industry. Yeah. And what do we want to be like Venezuela, where they had no food and then went and took their forks and knives to the zoo and ate zoo animals? This is a tried and failed policy. And she is so leftist and so radical and so ignorant. How on earth this woman got to be our vice president is astounding, that she's literally proposing policies which have starved other nations to Americans. I really think reality has to come home.
Boy, let's hope so.
But it is Republicans' job to focus on that policy.
Nicolee Ambrose, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Great chatting.
Great having you on. She's right. And, you know, I'm glad she brought that up because I kind of forgotten about that. It's the God's honest truth. You can go back and find the stories about it. In Venezuela, before things got a little better down there, people were starving so much they were going hunting in the zoo. The zoo workers had abandoned the animals. They were starving to death anyway, and people were killing the zoo animals so they would have food on the table. That's how bad things got. Now, do I think it's going to get that way in America? No, but the point is, if you start trying to control the prices that grocers can charge for food or that car companies can charge for cars, they're just going to go out of business. And then there will be no food and no cars because nobody knows how to grow their own food
and then
anymore.
It's zebra for
what
dinner.
What are you going to do? Yeah, there you go.
Camel for breakfast. Who's coming over? Camel links?
Oh, no.
Or do you prefer the patties?
Ouch. I prefer mine grown in a lab. I like camel grown in a lab, personally, in a box.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry.
Like a chia pet?
Exactly.
You can water
just grow your
it
own
your
food at home. That's what Kamala wants, I'm afraid.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.